Good afternoon, family. My name is Beam and I'm an addict. Good. Thank you. I need this, you know, like from the morning, I was just thinking about like, what am I going to share, you know, and there were so many things popping up in my head that I will share this one, I will share that one, I will share that one, and then I just wanted to be here, and by the grace of God, I'm here, and I'm alive today, and I'm able to be here, and it's a huge thing for me. Thank you. I love you too, guys. And first of all, you know, like I was thinking, you know, like, how am I going to start? You know, first of all, is there anyone here for the first time in NA meeting? Anyone? Are you? Welcome. Keep coming back. Keep coming back. It's glad you are here. And remember, you are the most important person here. This is all about NA. And I just wanted to have this book, you know, like I just wanted to read for, because I don't know that if there were members coming here or not. And sometimes when I share my story. Maybe you might connect or not. But this is the NA literature. And there is a message of NA. I just wanted to go through it before I start. Tradition 5. Our last paragraph, our tradition 5. What is our masses? The masses is that an addict, any addict, can stop using drugs, lose the desire to use, and find a new way of life. Our masses is hope, and the promise is freedom. When all is said and done, our primary purpose only be to carry the masses to the addict who still suffer, because that's all we have to offer. Welcome. Whew. This NA is my home. I live here, I have my friends here, and I grew up here. And before I continue, you know, like, look, this is what is going to happen. When I share something, I forget something. When I share something, I forget something. But I want to take a time to thank to the convention committee for this huge event. Thank you for your service. Thank you very much. And I know how hard it is to be in the service, and I've been in the service, and thank you very much. And I would like to thank to the predecessor. You know, like, I don't get this kind of, like, platform, like, this kind of big stage that I can share my gratitude. I'm originally from Nepal, and I'm recovering in Finland. I got my new life in Finland. So I want to pay my gratitude to the Finnish Fellowship. Thank you very much for carrying me all the way. You have been there for me. And it's a huge honor for me. Imagine a guy from Nepal with carrying the disease of addiction coming to the Finland who doesn't know any language. And he come to the Finland and the Fellowship were carrying me. Beam, you can do. They were calling me these kind of things. And then I was able to stay clean. For me, today, the life is so precious. And this is all because of this fellowship. I love Finnish Fellowship. Thank you very much. And of course, I love NA Fellowship as well. Yep. And I have been, my clean time is 10th February 2015. Thank you. And before that, you know, like, I remember that a couple of days before I calculated my clean time from the day I started to go to the meeting. But before that, I was clean. But I remember that I was going to the meeting after, you know, like from the 10th of February. And then I've been still going to meeting. And then, yeah, and my home group is NA Roihu, which is in every Wednesday from 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock. Before that, I was a service member in NA Lakso. It's on the Wednesday. And it's from 6, I think. It's 6 to 7. Yes, it's from 6 to 7. And I just wanted to mention this home group because they are very, very important for me. Through the service, I was able to, you know, like, learn the new way of life through the service. And, yeah, life has been really rough. And it wasn't that easy. And, you know, like, I've been... So many times I just wanted to share my early recovery, how I was going through, you know, like I remember there was few months ago that I was in my home group meeting, you know, and the member was telling the Beam, do you remember that when you come to the meeting first time, you didn't even share in English, you share in your Nepalese language. I didn't know, you know, I didn't know what I was there. And by the way, I got the message of NA when I was in Nepal, when I was 17 years old. And on that time, I didn't took the disease of addiction that seriously. And I played with the disease a lot, you know, like for 11 years, you know, I was going somewhere. I moved to Australia. Then after I moved to Finland, you know, then when I was maybe, you know, like changing the place didn't help me because I was carrying the disease of addiction all the time. Wherever I go, I find the people. I know we are an addict. We know how to find very well. Immediately when I landed, I know how to find, you know, and when I last came in a Narcotics Anonymous meeting, the last day, 10th of February 2015, when I was in a meeting, you know, like I was broken. I was alone. I was defeated. I had nothing, just nothing. I have a son. He was not with me. I had a girlfriend. She was not with me. She left me. I didn't have no job. I didn't have no house, to place to stay. I didn't have no money in my pocket. Nothing. I came on that way. That was my story. And then now, you know, like I came to meetings, you know, like, and on that I remember that on Sunday, you know, like there used to be this Northern Recovery meeting in Helsinki, some there, you know, like, and I was thinking that I will go to that meeting, and then I went there. And then a little bit later, I realized that, okay, I was thinking that I will go to that meeting every Sunday, then it's all fine. It's going to be all right. You know, like I was thinking. And then I started to realize that my disease is every day with me. But going to the meeting only, on my early recovery, that going to the meeting, you know, like one day, like once in a week is not enough. And I started to go to the Finnish speaking meeting as well. And I go, like, I didn't care about do I understand or not. I didn't care about the language. I didn't care about anything. One thing I just was caring about, that I didn't want to live the way I was living before. I just want to recover. I just want to stay clean. I just want to stay in peace. And I went to the meeting, you know, like I go every day to the meeting, you know, like there was this situation I remember, still remember, you know, like there used to be a meeting and members to share and they used to laugh, you know, like I don't know what they were laughing for. And I was pretending, you know, like I was also laughing. You know, I used to laugh, you know, and then after, sometimes when I was staying in the meeting, you know, like I used to ask to myself, Bim, what are you doing? Are you doing really, like, is it serious? You know, like, you don't understand anything and that, but why are you staying here? You know, like, this kind of, like, this disease is talking with me, like, every time, you know, like, and then, but I just listen. My problem is not a language. My problem is the disease of addiction. I have a disease. And I keep coming back to meeting, doesn't matter what, I keep coming back to meeting. Every day I used to check where is the meeting, I go there, and then little by little, I started to know the fellowship. Fellowship started to call me, I started to be in a service, and then that service helped me a lot. You know, like on my early recovery, when I was in a service, and when I don't know the language, and what has really helped me is that, like, through the service, what I have got connection with the member. In the service member, they used to be there. We used to exchange phone number. Then we used to talk, or we used to call. You know, like, hey, what's up? Like, what? We are just talking about the service stuff. And small by small, with the service stuff, we started to hang around. You know, like, and I feel like a friend. I feel like I find a home, and. Because I came from that, you know, like my past is so, you know, like before I was using, you know, like when I was in school, you know, like I always wanting to be a friend, you know, like I want people to be my friend. I always wanted to be my friend, and they always avoided me. You know, like there were so many situations. My friends used to gather, or they used to make plan after school. They go for bicycling, or on the weekends, or on Saturdays. You know, like they go for picnic or something. I was never been called, and I started like, why they are not? Like I started to feel bad because why they were not calling me? And I always, well, because I was always seeking for someone. You know, and my mom used to tell me, you know, like she used to tell me, like I used to go to school. I pretend to go to school, that from home I carry the bags and I go to school, but I never went to school. I bunk the school and I go in somewhere, and then, you know, like in Nepal there are this small farm where you have a chicken and this kind of stuff, and then you grab the chicken, you not even grab, you steal the chicken, and then you go in some mountain, you grill it and you eat it clock is 4 o'clock, you know, you go back to home, that your parents wouldn't realize that you are at school, you know. And then my mom found it out, and she was asking me, what was wrong with you? And I didn't know what was wrong with me. It was early before when I was using, and I didn't know what was wrong with me. And there were so many incidents that happened. People were like, they were used to, what? I was once, I remember now, you know, like when I was using at my home, and then my dad found out that I was using in a bathroom, and then my mom came in my room, and she was telling me, what's wrong? What are you, why are you doing these things? You know, why don't you let us be in peace? Why are you making us so worried? You know, like, see, this disease of addiction is not harming me. It's harming the people around me as well. I realized it after. But yeah, and I didn't know what was the answer. And after, when I started to come to meetings and then started to read the literature, and it talks about that in what is Narcotics Anonymous meeting. After coming to the meeting, I realized that I'm a sick person. I'm not a bad person. I'm a sick person. And then I started, this literature is so, this is so important. For me, it has been a very vital part for me in my life to go through it. And just from 1 to chapter 10, you know, like, it's so important for me that I go every day. Every time when I read this literature, every time when I go to meeting and when they read the literature and then when they talk about it, every time I have a different perspective about the same sentence again and again and again and again. And this is so beautiful. Look, I'll breathe. I know, you know, like, and this is the thing, you know, like, I didn't come here to share that, hey, I'm doing a recovery more better than you guys. No, I'm same like you. And I am, in fact, I know that everybody we are here are doing the recovery at the best of the ability, you know, like, I just wanted to share how I have been going through my recovery, you know, like, and what made me really committed to, like, because my past, on my addiction time, I have been going through the really, really rough time, you know, like, and I never used to have a place to stay and this kind of stuff. And I was in this Espoo, very close to Helsinki, you know, like, it was a winter time. I remember that I used to go and check these doors, which doors are open. And I used to go and then I check it. That, and when I find out that some door is open, I used to go there. Under the stairs, there used to be a small place where they put the babies, this push chair, you know, like, and I used to go there and I used to wrap there myself with the carpet and I used to sleep. Next morning or evening time, I wake up and then I see that there is a dust around me. I didn't have placed every, when I wake up in the morning, I didn't have planned that for the day. I didn't know what am I going to eat. I didn't know where I'm going to sleep. When I was, I have to pretend that somewhere here in Helsinki, I had to pretend that I didn't know when was the last time I was eating food. I went to one restaurant and I pretended that I had a broken leg. I just went there like this, and then I told him that, hey, somebody robbed me, and I robbed my wallet, I have money to eat, you know, like, and I can you please offer me a food? I asked him, and then he's like, go ahead, you know, like, see, this is what I remember, that there is a question in somewhere in step two, you know, like, about the higher power, you know, like, my God saved me. My God was there during my addiction time taking care of me. The only thing that what I was doing on my addiction time is that my will was so powerful that addiction was so powerful that I didn't even try to recognize what is my God's will, you know. And then, and after coming to NA, you know, like, I started doing the service. I did. I was committed. If I have to be there, I have to be there. No excuses. Everything, I just did it, you know, and the suggestion, you know, like, they were telling that, okay, do the steps, you know, then I started writing the steps, make a sponsor, you know, like, be of service, you know, like, these, all the suggestion, what I have got from the old-timers, you know, I started to apply in my life, and then after, little by little, life started to get better, God doesn't give you everything at once, so that I will be just, wow, I got it. God will give you by lead, you know, and I used to think, you know, like, when I was using, you know, like, of course, I have a dream now, and when I was using also, I used to have a dream, you know, like, I would like to have a family, I would like to have my kids back, you know, and I would like to work professionally, this kind of stuff, you know, and then I prayed, I used to pray for God. You know, I used to think and I used to pray. And God didn't give me exactly on that moment. He gave me little by little. Take this one first. Take this one first. Take this one first. And God was helping me. And because that was the faith. You know, like when I prayed, things were working really good. And that faith grew up and up on me. And that was very motivating. You know, because when I was working, and it was working. This program was working. And then, you know, like I started working the program, you know, and then I didn't have no excuses writing the steps. I didn't have no excuses going to the meeting. I didn't have no excuses going to the service, you know, like, oh, I have work, oh, I'm tired, these kind of things. No, I have to go to work. I have to go to meeting. I have to write the steps. You know, like my work is this kind of work that I work as a chef, and then I work in the from morning 6 o'clock until 2 o'clock in the evening, you know, and then sometimes I want to sleep, but I wake up a little bit like 1.5 hours ahead, just because that I just wanted to work, I just wanted to read, I just wanted to meditate, this kind of stuff, you know, and yeah, life has, like, through this program, you know, like, life has given, it's miracle, everything, you know, like, what I have right now, I'm staying here, I'm sharing, whatever I'm sharing, you know, is through the grace of God, I'm here. I totally believe in that one. If God wasn't there, like, I wouldn't be here. I was long away dead. Somebody would be putting a girl, something on my, you know, like, or some of my mom would be crying or something. That would happen because I was here without no one here. And this program helped me. This program gave me life. And this is beautiful, you know, and I might get really emotional or something, but it's okay. You know, like, I just try to tell that I just want to calm down. You know, like, when this kind of, when I started to remember my past, how it has been, how hard it has been, and then where I am right now, you know, like, it's just like a huge thing, you know, and yeah. And then, you know, like, past, I just wanted to share, you know, like, how my, these past 3 years has been, you know, like, and it has been really rough. I prayed for the God that I want my son back. God, listen to me. You know, for 7 years, my son was away from me. I was already asking for the God that I want my God. Soon I came in recovery, I want my son back. And then God didn't give me immediately when I was coming in recovery because God was making me ready to become a dad. He doesn't give me immediately. I realized that now, you know, like my son is at home. It's a beautiful thing. I have my family. I have my work. I have a profession. A guy without any I left my school on the middle. I didn't went to school. I left it. And now I'm going back to school. I'm studying now. I will be graduating on next December 2025, I'll be graduating as an executive chef. And this is like, it's a sky's limit. Everything is possible. One thing I have to always be remembered that this all things is not because I'm doing. God is the creator, he's a plan. He is planning everything. My job is to walk that plan, nothing else. When I make the plan, God is laughing. When I walk the plan after God, my life will change. It will change, like mine has changed. And those who are newcomer here, just don't think anything. You know, like, oh, will this program work or not, or whatever. You know, like, because immediately this disease of addiction is so cunning and baffling. You know, like, it always try to see your weak point. When it see a weak point, it start to trigger. You're like, no, this is like, this creates a lot of drama. And then after what I start to believe that, oh, yeah, okay, I don't do it. You know, like, but just go to the meeting. And then after you hear, be open-minded, listen to what the members are sharing, and that will change the life. That is my experience. I didn't first came to Narcotics Anonymous carrying the book of Narcotics Anonymous and just like, I know about this one. I came to meeting, members shared there that, hey, read this book. And I read the book. And there is so many information in the book. And past what I was trying to share, yeah, I mean, I have my family, everything around here, you know, and then my family moved, you know, this everything, you know, like, and I was working, and then I was going through the really, like, a financial crisis on these past years, you know, and then I have to go to work every day, 365 days. I've been working 2 years every day. And my friends used to tell me, you know, like, Beam, don't relax, don't get crazy. Like, you know, like, you might get burned out of these kind of things, you know, and then... And on those 2 years, 365 days, I have never missed my meditation. Early in the morning, I wake up. I have never missed to read it just for today. I need a connection. You know, like, maybe if I'm not connected with the program, I get burnout. But if I'm connected with the program has that power that I don't have it. God will give that power to believe it. God has that power that you don't, I don't have it. And I believe on that one. And this is like, and I worked for 365 days for 2 years on a row, weekend, Christmas, whatever comes in between. Every day I worked. And see how beautiful it is. I'm the guy who didn't have money when I was coming in Narcotics Anonymous. Today I have the family by the grace of God. By the mercy of the God, I have the family. And those God has given me a strength to go to the work, collect the money, pay the bills. My spouse, she was starting. And like I have my son, he's 12 years old. And he wants so many things, you know, like being as a dad, I want to. And being as a dad, like he doesn't have a mother, like his own mother. And like I want to provide everything to him, you know, like whenever he asks him something like, maybe I use this one. Maybe I did everything I can. I wanted my son to be happy. And he's happy. He's happy. I'm like, he's happy, you know, like, and this is all through the program of Narcotics Anonymous. And see, you know, like, we were reading about this, it works how and why. It's so beautiful line. You know, like, every time we read in meeting, but, you know, like, it's just like we don't concentrate. I don't concentrate that much, but it's so beautiful line. If you want what we have to offer and are willing to make the effort to get it, then you are ready to take the certain steps. This Narcotics Anonymous program is not about fellowshipping. Narcotics Anonymous program is about the 12-step. If I'm in a Narcotics Anonymous program, and if I'm not working a 12-step, what am I really doing? It's just like having a gym card. This membership, I'm not going in a gym and just thinking that this is the shit. You know, this is what, you know, like I got to use. This is the simple formula, you know, like this is a simple, I don't know, I'm not this kind of like guy that who knows all about anything. I don't know anything. Still, I don't know anything. But Narcotics Anonymous knows everything for me. If I have, I came carrying so much problem on me. Narcotics Anonymous is a place of solution. Everything is here. There is only thing that can defeat us in our recovery is the indifference and intolerance towards our spiritual principle. When I said, no, this doesn't work, no, this, like, then after it started, like, oh, recovery started to fade away. I have to be like when I was using, I used to be an active user. I use every day. I used to put needles every day. Now in recovery, what I have to do is I have to use the program every day, daily basis. There is no break. It's not like that, oh, today I have my summer holiday, I don't use it. Disease doesn't give you a summer holiday. It's always with me. Like I mentioned, that I was traveling from one country to another country. The disease was traveling with me from one country to another country, and it was knocking me down. And when I was ready was when I hit the bottom and I was ready. Because we are an addict that we thought we are so stubborn that I was like, I will do this, and oh, I can manage it. No, you can't. I can't manage it. So I just like humbly, you know, like just pray, God, I'm going through this situation, help me. And, you know, like, you just have to be very vigilant to the recovery. You know, like, what am I really doing? You know, and another thing, you know, like, Narcotics Anonymous has helped me. This principle of Narcotics Anonymous is not just inside the NA. We have just read dual tradition of with the outside affairs also. And what I have learned, I didn't know how to become a dad. my son was getting out from the house like when he was 3 months or 6 months. And then I didn't know how to become a dad. I didn't know how to become a spouse. I didn't know how to become a good friend. I didn't know how to become a good colleague or worker, you know, like, and there is an answer for me in this. I have a 30-step. You know, the 30-step prayer is there. You know, like, take my will and my life. Guide me in my recovery. Show me how to become a dad. Take my will and my life. Yep, got it. Take my will and my life. Guide me in my recovery and show me how to be a good worker. These are the simple formula. These are the, like, you know, like, same thing what I'm using while I was using. There is nothing new. Same thing what I was doing that when I was in addiction time, you know, like, I would, it's the same thing that I'm going to apply in my recovery. You know, and it's not like we are very, very champions, you know, to make a small things and a big things. Oh, this, no. Man, 24 hours in a day, 1 hour for recovery, go to a meeting. What, 23 hours is still left. If you can, my sponsor tells me, he's a skillful person, he always arranges the time. That, it was in the early time when he steered me, and then I always used to think that I have to be skillful. I have to go to work at the 6:30 in the morning, so I have to wake up in the 4 in the morning. I have to, same time, I have to go back to the bed at 8 o'clock in the evening that so that I can get a good rest. You know, these kind of things that I'm just like trying to do because recovery has to come first. It has to. Because if I put my family first, boom. If I put my work first, boom. Everything will be collapsed. It might take a little bit of time, but it will one day, sooner or later, it will take away everything. Because recovery, if I'm not, in step 4, it talks about that if I'm not working, like if we don't work in our recovery, we are decaying. Our recovery is decaying. And it will decay. We have to be really like, and these are the information that I collect, you know, and then I really don't want to go back to my past. It's been a hard journey, and I just don't want to be there anymore. And why I'm working the program is just because that I want to live a better life today. That's all. I don't want to be a good person, or well, of course I want to be. I don't want to be like famous or no, nothing like that. I just want to be a good person to my family, good person to my friends, good person to my colleague, and this is an. Applying through the principle of Narcotics Anonymous, I'm able to do these kind of things. How much time do you got? 2.5 minutes. All right. Is there anything that I have? There are so many things that I want to share. You know, like at the beginning, I was like, oh, I was so anxiety now. Like, I'm getting a boost. You know, like, boom, I wanted to share. Time is off. No worries. It's fine. And yeah, I'm mentioning about my home, my son, my spouse. I don't want to forget about my dog. This was my dream. This was my dream that I used to see the people walking with their girlfriend or something. I used to think, one day I would like to be a family. God gave me. One day I would like to have a dog. God gave me. One day I would like to go to school. God gave me. Today, if I start to be really proudy or something, God will take away everything. I need to stay very, very humble to this program. I have having so much anxiety in the morning, you know, like, what am I going to share? I went and hugged my dog, you know, then I feel so relaxed. And his name is Nilo, and I love him. I love him. And he cheers me. Or when I go to the home, you know, like, or when I go to the home after work, I'm so tired. He comes and... And, you know, like, it gives me so good feeling. And then I feel like it's been a long, 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 long time that I never felt like a home before. Today, when I go to my home, I feel like a home inside there. Thanks God for giving me this gift. I'm so, so grateful. Last, before, this is the one very, I want to wrap up with the small stuff. And this is the one what my sponsor was sharing on one convention. And I really, really liked it. I really, really liked it. I copied this one. And I have it here. And I would like to share with you guys. We had this pamphlet called Who is an Addict? Let's hear who is in recovering addict. Who is in recovering addict? most of us do not have to think twice about this question. We know our whole life and thinking is centered in NA. In one form or another, the getting and giving and finding ways and means to give more. We live to give and give to live. Simply, a recovering addict is a man or woman whose life is controlled by loving, caring higher power. We are people in a grip of continuous and progressive spiritual journey whose ends are same to be happy, joyous, and free. Thank you for letting me share. Thank you.